Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember last week, we read the story of the signs of Christ's crucifixion. 33 years had passed since the people had seen the signs of Jesus Christ's birth, and they now watched for the sign of his death, which was what? Can anybody tell me what the sign of his death was? Joseph.
3 days of total darkness.
Definitely. 3 days of complete darkness. Now, some did not believe that the sign would come, and they argued with those who did believe. One day, a fierce storm came. There was a terrible wind, lightning flashed, and thunder shook the whole earth. The city of Zarahemla caught on fire, the city of Moroni sank into the sea, and the city of Moroniha was buried. An earthquake shook the whole earth. Highways were broken up and buildings crumbled. Many cities were destroyed, and many people were killed. Now, who can tell me how long all of that destruction lasted? Yes, Anders.
3 hours.
It lasted 3 hours. And what happened after it stopped? Daniel, what happened after the destruction stopped?
After it stopped, they heard a voice, and it said most of the wicked people had been killed, and those who are alive need to repent.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Caitlin?
Kind of like what Daniel said, the voice came and said that the wicked people were dead, and if you're alive, you need to repent.
Okay. What happened even before they heard the voice? What happened after or during all of the destruction? Yes, Rebecca?
There was 3 days of darkness.
Okay, so there was that darkness. And how heavy was that darkness, Daisy?
It was really heavy. Like, you couldn't even light, like, a candle or see the stars or the moon.
Okay. Yes, Joseph, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, even if you did get a candle lit, you wouldn't be able to see it because the darkness is so thick.
Was so thick. How thick was it, Rebecca?
Well, it was so thick that you could even feel it.
That's right. Definitely. You could even feel the darkness. And it lasted for 3 days, like you said. And the people cried because of the darkness and destruction and the death. Why else were they crying, Anders?
Because they didn't want the darkness and some of their friends might have been killed.
Okay. That definitely would make them sad. Thank you. Caitlin, why were they crying? Why else were they crying?
Because it was darkness, and they couldn't see anything. And maybe some of their family members died, or maybe some of their friends, or maybe, like, their cousins, their aunts, their uncles, the people that live around them, their neighbors.
Definitely. So they were sad because of the darkness, destruction, and death. And I would imagine they were also sorry that they hadn't repented of their sins yet at that time. Because like you said, like you've all told me, Jesus said that if you're still alive, you need to repent of your sins, right? Mm-hmm. So the people heard the voice of Jesus Christ, and the people were so amazed after hearing the voice that they stopped crying, and everything was silent for many hours. And then Jesus spoke again, saying he had often tried to help the people if they would repent now, they could still return to him. After 3 days, the darkness left, and the people rejoiced and joyfully thanked the Lord. Children at home, please get ready to read along with us by turning to chapter 43, Jesus Christ Appears to the Nephites.
Nephites gazing into heaven saw their white-robed Savior come, and they heard the Father read this: "This is my beloved Son. Hear Him."
Many Nephites gathered at the temple in Bountiful. They were amazed at the great changes in the land.
The people were talking about Jesus Christ and the signs of his death.
While they were talking, they heard a quiet voice from heaven. It made their hearts burn.
At first, they did not understand the voice, but when it spoke the third time, they understood it.
The voice was Heavenly Father's. It introduced Jesus Christ and told the people to listen to him.
Jesus Christ came down from heaven and stood among the people.
They were afraid to speak because they did not understand what was happening. They thought Jesus was an angel.
He had told them he was Jesus Christ, the one the prophets had said would come.
Jesus told the people to come and feel the marks in his side and his hands and feet, where he had been nailed to the cross.
Jesus wanted the people to know that he was their God and that he had died for their sins.
One by one, the people felt the marks in Jesus' side, hands, and feet. The people knew he was the Savior.
Then the people praised Jesus and fell at his feet and worshipped him.
All right, so let's stop and talk about what we've read so far. What was the voice like that the people heard? What was the voice like, Rebecca?
Well, it was really quiet and it made their hearts burn.
Okay, it made their hearts burn. It was really quiet. Daniel?
It was like a voice from heaven.
Okay. Definitely. Very quiet and still voice from heaven. Thank you. Anders, what was the voice like?
It was like a whisper.
Okay. Wonderful. Yes, Rebecca?
He introduced Jesus Christ and told them to listen to him.
So the voice was Heavenly Father's, right? And what did Heavenly Father say?
He introduced him to Jesus Christ.
Definitely, he did. He introduced him to his son. Yes, Rebecca?
He told them to listen to him.
Okay, wonderful. So he said, "This is Jesus Christ, my son," and he wanted them to listen to him as well, right? What important things do we learn from this introduction? Anders, what important things do we learn?
That Jesus Christ can talk to you and Heavenly Father.
That's a wonderful thing to learn from this. Jesus Christ can talk to you. Yes, thank you. Rebecca?
That there was marks in his hands, feet, and sides from the cross.
Okay. Thank you. Daniel?
Jesus Christ really is God's son.
Wonderful. Why is that an important thing to learn? Why is that important to you, Daniel?
It's important to know that because if you didn't know that, you'd just be, why isn't he the leader and Heavenly Father is? Why aren't they switched around?
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Caitlin?
That they're two different people.
Okay. That's an important thing to know, right?
Not one.
Okay. They are, however, one in purpose, right? Their goals are the same, right? Why is Heavenly Father well-pleased in his son? Daisy, why do you think?
Because he was willing to sacrifice his life and give the glory to Heavenly Father, and so we could have the atonement today.
Wonderful. And why is that important to have the atonement today?
Because it makes it so that we can repent to Heavenly Father and be forgiven of our sins.
Excellent. Why is it important to be forgiven of our sins, Caitlin?
Because if we're forgiven of our shortcomings, we can live with Heavenly Father again and live in the celestial kingdom.
The celestial kingdom, right. Excellent. Why do we want to live in the celestial kingdom? Yes, Rebecca?
Because then we can see Heavenly Father again and Jesus.
Okay. Wonderful answers. Thank you, everybody. So what did the people see as they looked up towards heaven? What did they see, Joseph?
They saw a pillar of light coming down.
Okay, and what was in that pillar of light?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Why did Jesus want the people to come and feel the marks in his side, hands and feet? Why would he want them to do that, Daisy?
So that he know that, so that they would know that he was the man that came and died on the cross, and that he was really the man that Samuel had prophesied about.
Okay. And did he... That's a wonderful answer. Thank you. Does anybody else have an answer for that? Why did Jesus want the people to come and feel the marks in his side, hands, and feet? Rebecca?
Well, kind of like what Daisy said, that they can know that he was the one who died on the cross.
Okay. Wonderful. Caitlin?
Kind of like what Rebecca said, that he died on the cross for us and that they know that it was him and it wasn't an angel, just an angel.
That's right, because they thought it was an angel first off, right? Okay, Anders, what were you going to say?
And so they would believe in Jesus Christ and not think that it was somebody else on the cross.
Okay, and did he invite them as a group together, or how did he invite them to come up and feel the marks in his side? Anders?
One by one.
One by one. And I want you to think about that for a second. Could you imagine going up one at a time and meeting Jesus, being face to face with him? Yes, Daniel?
Mine would be like a mile long.
It would be a mile long. They said there were about 2,500 people there at that time. That was a pretty big line, I would imagine. But if you could imagine going up one by one, why do you think that's important that they went up one by one? Rebecca?
So each person could see the marks, like, they can see it really good.
Okay. Wonderful. I think as well that they went up one by one so they could each have their own personal testimony of what they were experiencing. And I know that we can, each one of us, one by one, have a testimony and have that relationship with the Savior, with Jesus. So how did the Nephites feel and show gratitude and love for the Savior? How did they show that gratitude and love? Daniel?
They fell at his feet and worshipped him.
Okay, excellent. They shouted Hosanna and fell at his feet and worshipped him. And how can we show love and gratitude for him and what he's done for us? So let's take it to our present day right now. How can we show our love for the Savior and our gratitude? Daisy?
Following his commandments.
Wonderful. That's an excellent way. Joseph?
Reading the scriptures and praying.
Excellent. Wonderful. Yes, Caitlin?
Going to church and being baptized.
Wonderful. Excellent way. Anders?
Listening to the prophet.
Oh, that's so important, isn't it? Yes, Rebecca?
Having faith in Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father.
Wonderful. I know that is so true. We can have faith in Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father, and we can have that relationship one-on-one with him. I know that he is our older brother and he is our Savior, and I know that he loves each one of you. Listening to Scripture Stories. Today we are reading chapter 43, Jesus Christ Appears to the Nephites. Let's continue reading at the end of page 122.
Jesus called Nephi and 11 other men to him.
He gave them the priesthood power and taught them the right way to baptize.
He told the Nephites to believe in him, repent, and keep the commandments.
If they did not, they could not enter his kingdom.
He taught the Nephites how to pray to Heavenly Father.
He also taught them about fasting and said they would be forgiven if they forgave one another.
After teaching the people many things, Jesus told them to go home and think and pray about what he had said.
The Nephites began to cry. They did not want Jesus to leave yet.
Jesus loved the Nephites.
He told them to bring the people who were sick or hurt to him so he could heal them.
Jesus healed these people.
Everyone bowed down and worshipped him.
Wonderful. So what important ordinance did Jesus Christ give Nephi the power to perform? Yes, Anders.
To baptize.
To baptize. How should baptisms be performed? Joseph.
By immersion.
Okay, by immersion. Wonderful. How should they be performed, Daniel?
By immersion for remission of their sins.
Excellent. Wonderful answer. Caitlin.
By immersion and by a priesthood holder.
By a priesthood holder. Excellent. Anders.
Some churches think that you can only sprinkle water on them and it'll still be like baptizing. But you really have to go all the way under the water.
Okay. Excellent answer. I want to go back to one thing that Caitlin said. She said by the priesthood power. Is that what you...
By immersion and with a holder of the priesthood.
The holder of the priesthood. Why is it important to have it done by a holder of the priesthood? Daisy.
Because you're not really being baptized unless you're baptized by someone who holds that power.
Who holds the power of the priesthood. Okay. Wonderful. What did he say all of us have to do to live with him again? Joseph.
Follow his commandments.
To follow his commandments. What else did he say we need to do to live with him again? Rebecca?
Believe in him.
Believe in him. Excellent. What else, Caitlin?
Being baptized and going to church and praying.
Okay.
And reading the scriptures.
Wonderful. Thank you. Daisy.
To repent.
To repent. Excellent. To repent and keep his commandments. What did he say the people should do after he taught them? Yes, Daniel.
Go home and repent and pray about what they'd seen and heard.
Okay. And how did they respond to that? Caitlin.
They started crying and went, we don't want you to go yet.
Okay. Why is it important to think and pray about what we're taught by our church leaders and teachers? Yes, Daisy.
It's important to ask Heavenly Father. We'll talk to Heavenly Father about the things that you've learned so that you can know in yourself that those things are true.
Wonderful. That is definitely how we find out that they are true. Thank you. What did Jesus do to show that he loved the people after they cried and didn't want him to leave? Rebecca, what did he do?
He had the children go by him and he blessed each one of the children.
Okay, that's a little later. What did he do before that? He definitely did that, that's true. Caitlin.
He asked if there were any sick or hurt people to bring them to him so he could heal them.
Excellent. That's exactly what happened. You're a little ahead of the game. That happens a little later. Wonderful. And how did the Nephites show their thanks when Jesus Christ healed the sick? Daisy?
It says that they bowed down and worshipped him.
Wonderful. When should you thank Heavenly Father and Jesus? Rebecca?
Always.
Always. It's a wonderful answer. Yes, Daniel?
You can do it whenever you want.
Whenever you want. Excellent. Thank you, Joseph.
Whenever you can.
Whenever you want, whenever you can. Wonderful. Always. Yes, Caitlin.
If he gave you everything, we should tell him thank you. It's like receiving a gift on your birthday and not saying thank you.
Okay.
If he gave it all this, we need to say thank you.
That's very, very true. A wonderful point. So we all agree that we should be thankful all the time, right? How can you show your thanks for the blessings you receive? How can you show that thanks? Daisy.
By doing like what he's asked you to do and thanking him in prayer.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yes, Daniel.
Pay your tithing because if he's given you all this, you need to at least give him 10%.
Okay. That's a good way of looking at it. Wonderful. Yes. Anybody else? How can you show your thanks to Heavenly Father? Yes.
Fast.
Fasting. Okay. Wonderful. Rebecca.
Just say thank you for everything in your prayer.
It's wonderful just to be thankful for everything that he's given you. I know that our Savior Jesus Christ loves each one of us very much. So much, in fact, that he died for us. And I also want you to know that we can show our gratitude to him and feel his love for us as we have faith in him and as we repent and keep the commandments. Let's read some more about Jesus' visit to the Americas. Children, please turn to chapter 44, Jesus Christ Blesses the Children.
Jesus Christ told the Nephites to bring their little children to him.
The children sat on the ground near Jesus.
The Savior told the people to kneel down. Then he knelt and prayed to the Heavenly Father.
The Savior's prayer was so marvelous that it could not be written.
It filled the Nephites with joy.
After his prayer, Jesus said the Nephites would be blessed because of their faith.
He felt so much love and happiness that he wept.
Then he took the children and blessed each one.
He prayed to Heavenly Father for them and wept again.
Jesus told the Nephites to look at their children.
As the people watched, angels came down from heaven and encircled the children.
The children and the angels were surrounded by fire.
Wonderful. Can you imagine that? The children and angels surrounded by fire. So what did Jesus do when the children had been brought to him? What did he do? Anders.
He told them to kneel down and then he knelt and prayed for them.
All right. Wonderful. He blessed them. Definitely. Why were the words he prayed to Heavenly Father not written? Yes, Joseph.
They're too wonderful. They couldn't be.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's very true. Yes, Rebecca.
They were really special.
Wonderful. Yes, Caitlin.
It was Jesus doing it, and it was special.
Okay. Why do you think Jesus' prayer filled the Nephites with joy? Why do you think his prayer filled them with such joy? Daniel?
Because it was really special and they knew it was coming from the Son of God.
Okay, that's definitely very special, isn't it? Anybody else? Why do you think Jesus' prayer filled the Nephites with joy? Caitlin?
Because they knew that it was coming from the Son of God and their older brother.
Okay. I'm going to go around the circle, actually. Joseph, why do you think they were filled with joy?
Because Jesus Christ was with them, and they were able to feel his hands and feet.
Wonderful. Thank you. Daisy, why was it special to them?
Because they knew that the person who was giving it was the person that who had atoned for their sins and had died for them, and they just felt really happy inside.
Excellent. Thank you for that answer. Rebecca, why were the Nephites filled with joy?
Well, because it was Jesus Christ saying the prayer, and they were so happy to hear Jesus do that and hear.
Okay. I think that they were filled with joy as well, because the scriptures say that he was praying for them. Have you ever been filled with joy when you've heard somebody praying for you? It's that same joy that you feel. Wonderful answers, everybody. Rebecca, how has the gospel of Jesus Christ brought you joy?
Because I can, like, have an eternal family.
That's a wonderful answer. Thank you. Daniel?
I know that it's the true church.
Okay. How do you know it's the true church, Daniel?
Because it's the only church that has the priesthood.
Okay, that's a wonderful answer. Thank you. Caitlin? How has the gospel of Jesus Christ brought you joy?
To know that when I was baptized in the right church.
Okay. And why does that bring you joy?
Then I know that I'm a true member of the church.
Okay. Why is it important for you to be a member of the church?
Because it's Jesus' and Heavenly Father's church.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Joseph, how has the gospel of Jesus Christ brought you joy?
Like Rebecca said, But while I'm in an eternal family, I know I'm going to be with Jesus Christ.
Okay. Wonderful. And Daisy?
Just the same thing as them, like that. It makes me happy to know that I'll be able to live with my family again and see them even after we die.
That's a great comfort for me as well. That's one of my favorite things, is I know as well, just like you all know, that I can be with my family again. It's a wonderful blessing. How did Jesus show his love for the children? Who can tell me how Jesus showed his love for the children? Daisy?
He blessed them one by one.
One by one again. So he didn't bless them in a big group, right? He asked them to come up one by one. Why is that important? Yes, Anders.
So nobody gets skipped, and so they each can get blessed.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Daniel?
Like you said, that they could each have their own personal testimony.
Wonderful. Could you imagine, how would you feel if Jesus Christ held you in his arms, blessed you, and prayed to Heavenly Father for you? How would you feel? Rebecca?
I would feel really special and happy.
Okay, I would too. Definitely. Caitlin?
I'd feel the Spirit.
You would feel the Spirit.
And I'd feel awesome.
Wonderful. Yeah, you definitely would feel awesome. Daniel?
I know I'd be in the arms of Jesus Christ and that I might never be able to do it again.
Okay, so you know that moment would be very special, right? Definitely. Anders?
I'd feel sorry for whoever didn't believe in Jesus Christ and it because they wouldn't be blessed by Jesus.
Okay, because it's such a special thing, right? You'd want everybody to be able to be blessed by Jesus. Excellent. So when the Savior told the parents to look at their children, what did the parents see? Joseph?
Angels surround them.
Angels surrounding them. Yes, Rebecca?
Angels were surrounding them, and the children and the angels were surrounded by fire.
Wonderful. And could you picture that in your mind? Close your eyes for a second and really just think of that. What a beautiful picture that was to see all of the children with Jesus and with the angels and surrounded by fire. What do you think it would have been like to be there? Daniel?
It would have been very special and a moment that you'd always remember.
Definitely. I would have to agree with you. A moment that you would always remember. I want to bear my testimony to you that I know that Jesus Christ loves each one of you. I know that's true. And I know that he's happy when you come unto him so that he can bless you. You are so special to him. Join us next week as we read chapter 45, Jesus Christ teaches about the sacrament and prayer, and chapter 46, Jesus Christ teaches and prays with the Nephites. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.
See you next week! Bye.